There's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternity's on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. You guys better split.
Well, I thought you'd just buy me a beer.
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for the beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
We got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
Is it beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough, and if you drink a lot, they get you fucked up?
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. Rather being sober.
Fuck, it sucks. And just like the movies, we play out our last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey everybody, this is Dustin without Seth, and welcome to Drunk at the Movies. Where's Seth, you ask? Well, he's taken the week off. And for good reason.
We scared him.
We've got a couple special guests coming back to the basement, to Drunken Lullaby Studios. We have our most reoccurring guests, the quote-unquote dream team, John Hughes dynamic duo. If I'm watching a John Hughes movie on Drunk at the Movies, these two are always involved. The host of Throwing Wrenches, and also the host of the Beer Report.
Yeah, pod faded, but it's still there.
It's still there. Well, I mean, Drunken Lullabies isn't a thing anymore either. Yeah. Okay. Just, you know, I know how it is.
Right, it's the Wayback Machine.
Yeah, we won't drive.
Pints and Provisions are in charge of that.
Podcasts
now.
Are forever.
Yeah.
As long as you pay the server fees.
So, welcome back to the show, Groucho and Daryl.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us.
Or the doctor, as we like to call him.
Yeah. Right.
When he's going incognito.
Incognito. Yeah.
So, we're here on almost the 2-year anniversary of the first time the three of us watched a movie for this show. We did UHF, episode 3 of Drunk at the Movies.
Really?
Episode 3? I couldn't even tell you what we're up to now because now I renumber every season.
Oh, really?
But we're getting into the triple digits, I think.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's a lot of beer and movies.
It is.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it.
In all fairness, he'd be doing this even if we weren't here.
Oh, this is true.
Yeah.
You have no, like, I have episodes for all of these DVDs. They're just nobody's ever
the
heard
walls
of
DVDs.
Yeah.
This is like Trinity College of DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we are brought to you, as always, by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. And we have a very special beer to enjoy. I can't necessarily tie it into the movie. Usually I try to find some
we'll
kind
work
of
it
theme.
In we'll work
all right,
it in.
So the beer is called Demon Cleaner. It is a 5.5% New England Pale Ale. This is a collaboration with Wake Brewing out of Rock Island, Illinois, a fantastic microbrewery in the Quad Cities. Big metal fans. And this is a potion of citrus and twang that will exorcise your demons. Demon Cleaner is a hell broth New England pale ale whose nomenclature stems from a SoCal desert cauldron. Welcome to Sky Valley. SoCal.
Sounds more like a poltergeist beer. Maybe
right?
We should save it for, you know, Spielberg.
Maybe they'll do it again. But, you know, Quad Cities is northern Illinois by proxy. It's not near Chicago.
Eastern Iowa.
You're trying to tie it.
I am.
It's a stretch, but I'll go with it.
Yeah, I mean, they take I-80, right?
That's true.
Yeah, because it's... Yeah.
Yeah, they probably crossed right through there.
They could have stopped off at Wake Brewing. And
there we go.
Seen the tap room.
Well, this just got tapped today, so I'm very excited to try it. And we're going to enjoy it while we enjoy National Lampoon's Vacation. We're doing summer movies, and everybody loves a good family vacation. And I'm sure Groucho may have plenty to say about recent family vacations.
Well, you had a road trip. It's like you're trying to squeeze in on the throwing wrenches ground there, but traveling Route 66.
So. We've got a lot to discuss over the course of this movie.
Were you training for this show by taking that route?
Yeah, that was the only reason I went out that
Market
way.
Market research.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was a write-off. I gave Bearded Owl all my receipts for gasoline, including the $5 a gallon in Death Valley. That was something.
That bad?
Yeah.
No, go to Oregon or Seattle. It's the same price up
Seriously?
There.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
ridiculous. All right. Well, before we get into the movie, we always have our opening credits song. And this song is from one of my favorite bands in high school, MXPX out of Bremerton, Washington. And this is their cover of the Go-Go's classic. This is MXPX with Vacation here on Drunk at the Movies. And that was MXPX with Vacation. And now it is time to get things started. So if you have your DVD of National Lampoon's Vacation, mine is a double feature with European Vacation, probably in a Walmart $3.99 DVD bin. worth it.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are good sometimes.
Well, hit play in 3, 2, 1. If you don't hit play and it stays on the menu for at least a minute and a half, it will play automatically. I had to keep restarting it while waiting for you guys.
Is that a pro tip? I'm sorry.
We got
late.
The classic analog digital wobble.
Yep. Harold Ramis film, RIP.
I did not know that.
Now, this is based on, first we got Lindsey Buckingham, Holiday Road.
Yep.
Ex-Fleetwood Macer. I think this was the turn for Fleetwood Mac. When Lindsey jumped off and got a little success here, that's about when Fleetwood Mac broke up.
It was a brief.
Oh, I thought it was when they all fucked each other.
Well, why isn't it Fleetwood Mac Buckingham, you know?
Well, there was Buckingham Nicks, the one album that him and Stevie did.
I saw that. That was some... First of all, the cover art was... a little risque, but
yeah,
it was a solid album.
It is. You can definitely hear, this is what the Fleetwood Mac I know
Dustin,
sounds like.
Did you see that spot going out?
We did. We did see the wigwam teepees.
In Arizona.
Just looking for little icons.
So we got all these little postcards. Hall. Anthony Michael Hall, his first appearance in a John Hughes movie.
I think we just do Anthony Michael Hall movies as well.
Yeah, well, wait till we get to Pretty much. Gnome named Norm. It's a movie.
No.
Not a John Hughes one. So, yeah, I saw all kinds of kitschy stuff like this. I did not see the mystery spot because that's in Michigan.
I don't know where Trout Haven's at.
I've been there.
I've been to Kissimmee, but I have not seen that. Did they show the Catoosa blue whale by chance? Because that seems perfect for this.
Did they just say there was a second Lindsey Buckingham song in this movie?
No, there might be.
It was something dancing across the USA or something.
Oh, I think I remember that song.
I saw those.
Oh, good. I wondered, watch the sunrise?
I did not, and I didn't get chased by a large man in a with
did we
a femur.
We never did Pee-wee's Big Adventure, did we?
No, no.
Somebody else special
that's
probably got that.
That's some Tim Burtonage.
And there's the Windy City. So this is based on a short story that John Hughes wrote for National Lampoon magazine, and that was like kind of his first thing that he really did that put him on the map.
Was it Vacation 58?
Yeah.
It's like a family memoir of like horrible stuff.
Yeah, and there's a National Lampoon's documentary on Netflix. I highly recommend you watch it.
Yeah, very, very good.
Yeah, I can't think of that.
It's something
Barely Dead or...
It's Caterpillars.
Oh, yeah.
Eugene Levy.
I forgot. He's the salesman in this one.
Yeah, he's the dad from Apple Pie. American Pie.
That's really sad because that's an awesome Vista Cruiser.
Which we're going to be watching next month for Back to School.
Very cool. That's very appropriate.
That was part of the education process for my son to have to watch that movie here last week.
Yeah. So we got Anthony Michael Hall with braces there.
In the Izod shirt that every kid of that age had.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the alligator?
Mm-hmm.
I had the generic version. I'm trying to remember what
the
was
the tiger?
On it.
Le Tigre? Or whatever?
Maybe it was.
Yeah. That's a band, too.
Le Tigre.
And to tie it all back to Weird Al, I think of the Gonna Buy Me a Condo song. Gonna get me the t-shirt with the alligator on.
Here she is.
The Wagon Queen Family Truckster.
Dad, this is not the car.
That's
you
not
ordered.
Arctic Pearl.
Daryl, do you own one of these?
No. I had a Grand Marquis that was kind of close, but definitely not. And by the way, every John Hughes car, I think, like the Town and Country in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is still like pea green with wood grain, just obnoxious wood grain.
This is Galaxy P or something, isn't it?
You like that wood paneling?
Yeah. They don't make cars like that anymore, guys. For good reason.
Right.
Eugene Levy, fresh off SCTV at this time.
Well, and you know who's in the end of the movie? SCTV co-star.
I'd love to pull somebody up like that from the back of him so he has a question at the dealership. Hey, this guy's got a problem with his car, and just brings some guy up with a salty cigar in his mouth.
I'm not your ordinary, everyday fool, okay?
I'm Clark fucking Griswold.
Now, I like my Antarctic blue super sports wagon.
But again, we don't know what Clark Griswold is capable of at this juncture.
He's mild-mannered until you pick him off. And this is so sad.
It's kind of stupid. It's like Cash for Clunkers, isn't it, Daryl?
Yeah, it's almost as bad as that.
Davenport, Iowa, in the Quad Cities, which is where Wake Brewing is.
There's your hook.
Yep. Oh, see, that's not good.
Totally annihilated.
I can get you the wagon. There's no problem there. The problem
he's six
is
weeks.
It might take 6 weeks. Now, I owe it to myself to tell you, Mr. Griswold, that if you're thinking of taking the tribe cross country, this is the automobile you should be using, the Wagon Queen Family Truckster.
You think you hate
it
now.
You hate it now. Where are you driving?
I just want my old car back, okay?
Do you think that has a true coat?
It might have. No way. Yeah, it is true coat. You know what? I also love everybody's selection of suit coats in here.
Oh, my goodness.
That poor thing.
How did they get it out there?
Yeah, well, see, that's movie magic there, Dustin.
Uh-huh.
It's a 72 Olds Vista Cruiser, by the way.
Is it 72? There were five of these made for the movie, by the way.
Five of these cars?
Yes.
The family Trucksters?
Yeah. The one that was sold at Barrett Jackson I watched previous to this show was actually a recreation. I don't know where the other five are at.
I was just going to ask where they
one
ended
of them
up
in Roscoe at that what's it called? It's a car museum up there. I've seen it.
And there's Beverly D'Angelo.
I think she's wearing a bumpet, or you think that's natural?
Were bumpets a thing back then?
I'm not sure.
I know those came to prominence a while back. Again, I guess.
Yeah.
Good question.
Oh, no, the sports wagon must be too small.
So, and then he's going to go ahead and justify the fact that he got screwed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is like every
father. Is it still rattling? The valve's still
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Grandpa's old Datsun used to do that.
I'll take care of that in a second.
Now, this is these are the first versions of Rusty and Audrey. That is a crazy looking airbag.
That was realistic, wasn't it?
Right. It's not too late. The first iteration of Russ and Audrey.
They will change with every movie.
I want to say, I want to go on record by saying I think these are my favorite.
Yeah.
I just want to throw that out there.
The whole idea of a family vacation is to spend time together as a family. You get on an airplane.
He looks pretty tall there.
He is a tall guy. I think he's over 6 foot. He might be your height, Daryl.
I know in Fletch he dunked. There was that scene, right? That basketball scene.
You get to see the kids all the time.
Did any of you guys watch his terrible Netflix series?
No, he had a series?
Chevy Chase had
He had like an interview show for like 12 episodes.
No, I remember the Chevy Chase show, and that was enough for me to not want to watch
it. He had a new one he tried last year. It was kind of like the Norm MacDonald experiment.
It was just weird.
Really bad.
Okay.
He was still doing like drink tricks and like stupid stuff and like curling his lips over, you know. And it's just not funny anymore.
Community is the last thing I saw him.
And he basically lit it on fire when he walked out of there.
Yeah, everywhere he goes, he winds up leaving a trail of ruin in his wake. And is that Apple IIe? I believe it's an Apple IIe. Yeah.
Now, Audrey put on a lot of weight between the first two movies, if I remember right.
Well, this one, didn't she die?
This one didn't die, did she?
I thought she did.
I thought she died before European Bake. No.
Maybe I'm thinking of the Poltergeist girl.
That girl died.
Yeah.
Carol Ann died.
Thinking of
she
creepy,
went towards the light. They told her not
80s
to.
Family.
Yeah, look at this Oregon Trail.
You know how much programming would have been going on there?
Seriously. Are those Cheez-Its like a Pac-Man?
What yeah. And how did he get a Pac-Man knockoff in there?
Yeah, thank you, Audrey. You know, I love the, what do you call it? Just looking forward to the future, like this is going to be a real thing.
Yeah. Next thing you know, they're going to be creating a woman.
Still can't do this. Yeah,
yeah. This is still impossible. I got Google Maps.
Don't we have to redo that one still?
We do. I still can't drag the little man on Google Maps and make him accurately land where I want to. And somehow they're driving two characters on the screen here.
Now who's this?
Neighbor?
Is that the hot neighbor?
Hey, look what's in the.
Look at that Volvo, Daryl.
It's a 240, baby.
That's a that car's probably still running somewhere.
It is. I'm gonna buy it.
Oh, there's a whole lot of mom pants going on here.
Yeah, those are back now.
No, she looks. You know, she looks like she's in fashion.
No, yeah, the other one. She looks all right, dress wise. Like she could wear that now.
Oh, yeah.
And
all that Samsonite on the ground.
Yeah.
There's LSD. Lakeshore Drive.
Thank you.
Friday Night Trouble Bound.
Oh, and this is before Dumb and Dumber. This is the original.
The Mockingbird.
Love and Mary.
Right. Now they'd show the bean.
Yeah.
Yeah. How iconic.
You know, if you tag the bean, it's like a $5,000 fine or something like that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be tagging it anyway.
You shouldn't tag the bean. Yeah, you need consent before you do that.
By the way, are those seats burlap? Like, what's the interior of this thing made out of?
I think they might be beads.
It's so gross. We don't know any of your stuff. Did you guys have gross station wagons from your kids?
No. We had a Caprice Classic.
That's a nice car.
We had the Astro.
I started, my parents had a Pontiac Le Mans wagon, which I thought was cool, except for the blue vinyl seats.
This is a horrible jingle.
I also like how all the interior shots in the car, you can hear like the dash stuff rattling and squeaking.
It's
and
realistic.
And look at the little Pac-Man. Yeah.
Those are back. You can buy those.
Yeah. For too much.
Yeah. Jeez, this doesn't sound like a ripoff of anything, does it?
Not at all. This is to avoid the cease and desist.
Marty Moose, that's me.
That's kind of awkward,
right?
Just knowing he's an asshole, I don't know if I can, if I can laugh along.
It does cloud things, but the dude's still funny.
Yeah. You know what it was? He had his youth and his looks, and he could do
That's
physical
exactly
humor.
That's exactly what I was doing
but,
in the back
But
seat.
Once he lost his youth and his looks, the physical humor didn't work anymore. Yeah. He couldn't carry himself on material.
So he just became an asshole.
Yeah.
Listening to Ramones on
this
the Walkman.
This might be the first time I ever heard the Ramones in my entire life. This movie came out in 83. Yeah. So I would have been like 12 years old.
So this song would have been...
in
4. I was 2.
I was in Peppermint Stick preschool.
I was not listening to the Ramones yet.
I was close, but I was not quite on Ramones level.
Not yet.
I didn't find the Ramones until junior high.
I didn't find the Ramones so I could get in a car and buy my own records.
Right.
Do your own thing. Yeah. I'm not listening to that crap. That's gross, too. Anyone who takes their shoes off in a car, do you guys have that unspoken rule? Like, you just don't take your shoes off?
See, I'm not allowed to put my feet on the dash unless my shoes are off.
Well, I was at a Cardinals
that are broken in my house.
Cardinal baseball game last week, and the people behind us were wearing flip flops or sandals, and they kept putting their feet up on the empty seats in front of them.
So here's the physical humor where Chase can be cute.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
Wearing also, don't you look to see where the gas thing is before you drive?
Sometimes, but man, I go to Costco, and that's why I think they have those hoses that can stretch.
But they don't stretch that far. They act like they do, but man,
they're a pain.
You look like an idiot when you're trying to stretch.
Oh,
look,
you do. It's right there. So you
look at that AMC. My brother had one of those. It fell off the frame. It was actually
really?
Fuck your car.
He literally drove around a corner and the whole back end just like slid over on the tires and
just gone.
Yeah.
It goes right over on her.
That was a discus.
What did the gas prices say there? As long as we're being old men and complaining about the cost of gas.
I didn't see it. And there's no logic to that fuel location.
Yeah, why is it right there?
If you want the vehicle to blow up easily.
Right?
First generation Porsche 911.
Hey, St. Louis.
But
there we go.
Rear engine.
We're on...
it's still stupid.
We're on 55 there, the Gateway Arch. I was just talking about Busch Stadium, and we'll see the Busch
80.
Stadium 2.
We said 80. This is not 80. This is 70.
70.
Yeah. They're making the mistake of taking the...
Myth busted.
The bad route. Why would you go Lakeshore Drive all the way down to St. Louis? That'd be a horrible drive.
It's all 55. I don't know.
Or they're taking 66, like I did.
No, I don't think so.
So that's where Busch Stadium is now.
Look, there's people actually walking down the street not getting knifed or killed.
Right, yeah, right on the riverfront.
Oh, but now we're going to go to Soulard or
that's
you know.
Is that Soulard?
Yeah. Oh, close.
Ferguson. Turd Ferguson.
62 Ford wagon there across the street.
It got really dark. I'm not talking about the people in the scene.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the time of day.
By the time they pulled off 70 and then got into this, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
they
could be in Kansas City here if they, you know, realistically, but no.
They also, my wife watching this with her, she's like, they're already across the river. They're not in East St. Louis.
Right.
This movie's BS.
They're not at the Casino Queen.
That's East St. Louis right there.
Roll up.
I'll tell you what, there are...
You got crank windows?
Yeah.
That was an option.
And here we go. We're going to ask for some directions, which seems very out of character for him and most stereotypical dads in these movies. Like, they don't ask for directions.
Do you see any stereotypes here?
there's the F word.
No.
Fuck yo mama.
Look at this. I mean, people are sitting on the mailbox. Come on.
I love it. Watching this with captions is great, too, because a lot of times I'd see this on, like, WGN edited, and it would just be... the scene would be much shorter.
You can play snooker.
Oh, yeah. That seems like a fine establishment.
No shit. Yeah, listen,
really can't see the lions, can you, Russ? Directions back under the
expressway. What? We're free?
Sure.
Guy's got a nice shirt.
I'm not going to give you $5
like
for directions.
I think the Chico Marx moment.
I heard a funny story. So he's asking for $5 here for directions. Guy I work with today said he went to a ball game. I'm trying to remember what city it was in, but they parked in this area, and there was this guy hanging out on the sidewalk, and he's like, for $5, I'll protect your car. And these people are like, well, I'm not going to give you $5 to protect my car. Well, the group this guy was in, they were feeling generous, and they gave the guy $5 or whatever. After the game, they come back. Everybody's windows are knocked out except for the people that paid this guy $5.
Serious?
He took a baseball bat himself to all of the cars that didn't give him $5.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, wonderful.
This is a St. Louis thing? Or
It could have been because we were talking about a Cardinals game.
Okay.
So, Yeah, I'll protect your car.
So the moral of that story is pay the man.
$5.
Yeah. $5. This is great, too, where everybody's late at night and falling asleep at the wheel. My dad never did that, except every time we went somewhere. The whole, I'm going to drive straight through. We don't need to pay for a hotel for four people. I'm like,
That's me. I've done that.
I'll try to go as far into the night as I feel comfortable, but usually around midnight.
Yeah.
If we have the kids, we have to stop before midnight. If it's just Brianna and I've driven into like 1, 2 a.m. when we're trying to cover as much ground as possible.
Sure.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Okay. Once you leave St. Louis and you're out there in the boonies in 1987 or 84, whatever it is, you can't just like pick up an app. You're stopping every exit.
Put your head in my lap. Roadhead joke.
Well, like you're saying though, like there wasn't as many places.
Yeah, don't lower the steering wheel.
Yeah. My head's stuck.
It's a ratty old lever too for a brand new car.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the kids.
What you doing down there, Mom?
Is this the director's cut?
They're never asleep. They may think
Audrey seemed to know what was going on.
She's a never sexual deviant. Part.
You've never seen this part?
No,
you haven't been paying attention.
No, I would have remembered.
You get weird when you get tired. You try to force me to blow you in a car in front of the
children. Wanted her to relax and lay down.
They didn't get the reclining seats in that car either.
They look far too awake, honestly, if it's late in the night.
At least he's not wearing a winter jacket like John Candy that's going to get stuck.
Stuck on the lever.
The Del Griffith sleeves.
D'Angelo plays the most supportive wife ever in the world in this movie. She is so tolerant. But then again,
she's still with Pacino?
No. I think they called it quits. She had a kid if she was like 52.
Yeah. Wow. Daryl reads people. He knows these things.
Not good. He is asleep.
Yeah, that's...
Have you ever been in a car with somebody who's fallen asleep?
Yeah, I almost did one time.
I have not, luckily.
Yeah, we were up in Wisconsin. My old dad does stuff.
Magically takes an exit there.
Classic. Yeah.
And turns.
He looked awake there. Yeah.
This is great, though. This, like, 6,000-pound wagon does, like, a figure eight here coming up.
Was that King Ropes, so it said?
Yeah. It just eats the curb.
That's one of the five. That was a real dog.
I think it was.
That was before the ASPCA.
Yeah.
Sparky.
So where did that nickname come from? Do we ever find out?
Sparky?
Well, judging by the amount of sparks on the undercarriage when he went over the curb there. That's a good question.
Honky lips.
So good.
We're here.
Does he clap?
Well, up and at him. We're here.
Yeah, and then we got a topless D'Angelo.
Yeah.
And here comes the Norman Bates homage.
Again, physical humor. He's got it.
Is this the second one? No, the second one's where he's got
the video camera and she becomes a film star.
Oh, yeah.
In Italy or whatever.
No. And we have boobs. Because this one's rated R. The other ones aren't.
They cleaned it up, huh?
Yeah. She was like, I'll show them in the first movie, but that's all you get.
Well, the feedback probably came back that it was a family movie. But back then, family movies could have boobs in them.
Right. It wasn't a big deal.
Yes.
Tell them that we won't be in till tomorrow afternoon.
Should he put makeup on again?
Yeah, evidently.
Well, she probably had that eyeliner tattooed on her eyes, Daryl.
Was that a thing?
No.
Not at that time.
Dude, the needles back then in the 80s. Yeah, no, that would have been a bad idea.
It's a nice hotel for 1983, huh?
It is.
So it's like two separate headboards there to make one headboard.
It's the Lucy and Ricky.
First off, no wife with kids is ever coming on to her husband at midnight in a cheesy hotel after the incident they just had.
And says the words Wally World and gets aroused. Yeah.
Probably.
American Tourister luggage tag. Beautiful. I want to get one of those now.
Oh, what is he doing there?
Oh, yeah, he's got some of that.
Oh, I have my little secrets.
What a nice thought.
Mm. He's already corked it. Nice. Yeah.
Does this bed have a quarter slot next to it? There we go. You know it does.
You guys ever stay at a place that had that?
No, I don't. If I have, it's been so long, I don't remember.
One time.
And then they reuse this gag in Planes, Trains. Right?
It's a good gag.
You spilled beer all over the bed.
Here's to a very restful vacation.
She was gorgeous.
Yeah, she was. Look at her hips waggling. Sorry.
Should we give you a moment?
Although she does appear to have smoker's teeth.
Yeah, she caught.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, honey,
I
never told you this.
I know it's been a rough weekend.
That's the other thing about movies from the 80s. The veneers. You always got the front teeth that look really good, but then the rest of them are like, oh yeah, we got to pay attention to those in the future.
I really just have enough money to do about four chiclets.
Yeah. That's why I got a root canal instead of having one of my back molars pulled, because I'm too vain about that kind of thing. It's like, you'd really only see it if I did the largest smile ever. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then the kids walk in again.
Think she's a Packers fan?
Don't you kids knock anymore?
There's D'Angelo's frillies.
Yeah.
And then, not only to prolong the awkward, they're going to just keep going.
Yeah, he's two knuckles deep in their mother at this moment.
What does that mean?
He's fingering Beverly D'Angelo.
Okay, just checking where we're at on the show. We're just moving the rating. It's a slide scale.
Yeah, Weirdo-rama.
Weirdo-rama.
At least we're not using my real name.
I can smell how aroused Mom is from here.
Now, where did they go to the Wild West from St. Louis?
Is this Branson?
Dodge City. They're Dodge City, Kansas.
Wow.
Never been. I've been to Branson.
I don't think I've ever even seen a
Silver Dollar City. Where's that at?
That's
by Branson.
Ozarks or something. Okay. Branson, yeah.
Look at
Dodge City. What's the significance? I know. Is it
Coors?
Wyatt Earp or something? I don't know.
I don't know. If this is a thing in Kansas, I may have to stop there.
Well, we got white kids in no fighting, no cussing, no gunslinging. Headdresses. I don't.
Yeah,
that's not allowed anymore.
Can we do a Western where we all have to wear hats?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's a podcast, right?
Oh shoot.
I mean, I'm wearing a headdress right now, and nobody can see it.
That's a very good point. I always hated the places too where people in period costume and dress like Colonial Williamsburg. I saw a guy in there like, ye olde times, whatever. He's drinking a Gatorade, you know, and he's... Hey, Yellow Belly, I'm talking to you. Just stupid.
Oh, this guy thinks he's funny. He's got jokes. Hey,
Tenderfoot, move your chicken wings, turkey.
Hey, Yellow Belly.
My son would look at me like I was insane. Dad, shut up. You're not being polite. That's the difference in generations.
It's yeah.
Not
nice.
Hey, underpants. Hey.
Underpants.
Yellow Belly.
Yeah, just got some embers and burns in my fabric. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no problem. Noise like that could
impair the kids here. Yeah, and his daughter's deaf.
Yeah. Be happy now, Clark.
She gets frostbite and goes numb in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
She goes deaf in this one.
What? Didn't that look real, sweetie?
What? Are you happy now, Clark?
She's deaf.
She's deaf.
Oh, what's the difference? It was fun anyway. Pardon me, sir.
Now, I went to a town called Oatman, Arizona, where they have, like, cowboys fight in the street and do shootouts and stuff. But what's cool about this town is wild asses overrun the town, and they just wander around. So there's all these just donkeys just hanging out on the main drag, shitting all over the roads. And
okay, we have wild asses in Pekin, and it's, you know, walking all over, but different, I guess.
Is that a bar? I feel like that might be a saloon. It should be.
Wild.
Well, that sounds fun, though.
Wild asses. Yeah, and what's crazy
Volume
is...
Volume 3.
The,
Bounce.
I remember seeing the infomercial for that one.
Censored.
You have to drive this stretch of road up and down a mountain, making
terrible.
122 hairpin turns over the course of 9 miles, white-knuckling it around these blind... turns going 15 miles an hour.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Some kook.
There were cars like on the mountain that had like fallen off a part of the road. You could see old
Pike's
cars.
Have Pike's Peak or Mount Evans?
Anybody die?
I don't know. We're all right. Oh, here comes Christy Brinkley.
Beautiful Ferrari.
Is this Billy Joel's girl?
Yeah.
She's an uptown girl.
Yeah, they were. I think they were a thing.
She's been living in her white bread world.
Yeah, I think he has kids with her, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I believe. At least a daughter, because that was a part of the custody hearing.
Alexa?
Yes, the song.
The Down Easter Alexa.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that looks like my first speedometer.
Was it in a Ferrari 308 GTS?
It was not. I was meaning the truckster there.
That one's not worth that much.
Which is crazy.
Mid-40s,
50s. To me, the lines in that car are actually pretty decent.
They're gorgeous. And they're, I think, the last...
Is it a four-cylinder?
It's a V12.
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
V12.
That thing?
Hmm? They're a little 3.8 V12, whatever, the small one. But I think that's the last... They did a transition from carb to fuel injection in those. And I think that transition period's kind of meh. But that was like the Magnum PI car. That was like the car to have.
Yeah. The rear end of it looks almost like a little rinky-dink Econo car, but the front end still has
Kansas.
The lines.
Nice car.
Named, of course, after Cool Cal, Calvin Coolidge.
Cool Cal?
Yeah. Maybe not. A chicken in every pot. No, that was Herbert Hoover, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I think it was Herbert.
Oh, what's that ride there, Daryl?
That's called Cousin Eddie.
It's an old Imperial.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, and she's in Mr. Mom.
Is she?
She's the crossing guard. You're doing it the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, she's one of Jack's wife's friends.
There's one of the true psychos of the movie industry right there.
Yeah, he was on one of our other episodes we did recently, Independence Day.
Oh, yeah.
Quaid who should have been somebody.
Yeah, I'm a Dennis Quaid
I like
fan.
Me some Dennis Quaid. I don't like I do the too. Fact that he's doing auto insurance commercials.
Yeah, that's kind of
well,
weird.
Well, at least he's getting that because when he moved to Canada and said that the feds were like...
Well, no, that was Randy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dennis
is doing commercials?
He's doing for his insurance or something? Or,
yeah.
It's a
as himself. Not a snarky version of himself. So, as we typically do on this show, when the three of us assemble, we drink more than just our Bearded Owl beer. We've got a can now from Narrow Gauge Brewing Company, former guests on Drunken Lullabies. This is a double dry hopped OJ run.
How do you make a t-shirt that color?
8.6%.
OJ?
What? How do you make a t-shirt that color, you think?
Does not contain oranges.
Think that's well water?
It might. I'm sure it's hard backbreaking work. Because Cousin Eddie's a...
This is before he has a plate in his head?
Is it before the plate?
Maybe. I don't know.
This is my little
he's got Coors. He's got his Mountain Goodness there.
My little brother's favorite scene. Rib roast. Yeah, I bet you could use a cold one right now.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, there's a second F word. I keep forgetting we're rated R, you know.
Yeah.
I know.
Got a banquet beer.
You're talking cool, about huh? Knuckles talking. Deep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, too late. Let's just hand some of his. There you go. Nice dude. Nice guy. The daughter... Do you guys recognize who that is?
She is from Ally McBeal, and then did she go later?
Jane
and be
Krakowski?
Krakowski.
Yeah, she was in Kimmy Schmidt.
I've always found her oddly attractive.
Yeah, there's something
about
her.
There's something about Jane
it's
Krakowski.
Eyes. It's those eyes.
Yeah. It was mostly when she was on 30 Rock. Like, I really liked her on 30 Rock. And then on Kimmy Schmidt, something seemed off with her.
The first season,
like
she was good the first season. The second season, she...
That show was good the first season.
I agree. The second season got...
So her dad says she's the best at French kissing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't just let that go. That's...
My dad says I'm the best.
I got a stack of nudie books this high.
And again, his kids change all the time.
Yeah.
Or do they just keep having new ones and the other ones just move away?
I think so. Because in Christmas Vacation, he was talking about the oldest son going to the Big C. And he goes, college?
Cancer?
Or, no.
Yeah.
He goes, no, carnival.
This part frightens me because I'm not sure what they're doing with this... this grip.
Oh, check out the Rocky trading cards there.
Yeah. That, wasn't that a thing, though?
You ever bop your baloney or whatever he says here? No, that I can't imagine that's a thing. That looks painful.
Bopped your baloney.
Yeah, it's like a wrist. I
had one of those.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah, but he's talking about
it wasn't for masturbating.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's just Kung Fu grip, I think.
She got the G.I. Joe.
Kung Fu grip.
Sublime. She's
still alive? No, you bet. You youngsters.
It's a nice looking kitchen.
Well, in Vegas
like
Vacation, the daughter becomes a stripper.
Does she?
And she's on all the billboards on taxi cabs.
That's right.
So I'm guessing she became the best at something else.
Was not French kissing.
Oh. Maybe it was.
This baby's like, get me the fuck out of here.
It's like, I'm going to put myself up for adoption.
Yeah. That was a very self-aware look from that baby.
Kid's like 8 months old. He's already got his mom clocked.
He's like, they stole me from a millionaire family named Arizona. Come help me. Look at that shirt.
That's actually a pretty nice grill for that time, too.
If you say so. I like the giant pepper grinder, though.
Either way, it doesn't matter. It's got the see-through glass window, the tempered glass. Yeah,
making the lemonade.
Please?
Mm-hmm. It's the same as making sushi. I don't know why they call this stuff hamburger
helper. That kid gets...
It does just fine by itself.
I like it better than tuna helper myself. Don't you, Clark?
He changed. He changed for dinner. Is it her cousin, Eddie, or her brother?
It's her brother-in-law. It's her sister they're visiting, right?
Yeah. Okay. Eddie's wife is her sister.
Gotcha.
It's homemade ketchup, by the way.
It's probably catsup.
Or chup, as they call it. Real tomato
ketchup, Eddie? Nothing but the best.
It's fancy. And Edna! Oh, and Edna.
We have enough meat at home.
Oh, Imogene Coca was a comic genius. Mm-hmm. Even in her old age, she could play the physical comedy.
Oh, yeah. And she was kind of hesitant to do this because she didn't think she could kind of be annoying and mean and stuff.
Oh, my God. She's beautiful. And as a child of the 70s, I had grandmas and great aunts just like this, yeah. The moo-moo, that moo-moo, I'm sure my grandmother had that one. My great-grandmother.
That's great. You were the ones that sent me the fruitcake for Christmas. It made me so sick. Oh, I'm sorry. It does kind of take away, like, there's a different timing.
Yeah.
It's like a... She's funny, and her character's great, but I'm glad that she died. Because it just kind of brings everything...
When she was on, on the show of shows with Sid Caesar, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's a big Sid Caesar protege.
I mean,
she was in some crap called like a thing with the guy who played Tootie, Gunther Tootie on.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Tootie from Facts of Life. I'm like Kim Fields.
No, it was
nobody knows that but you. Okay.
Oh, whatever. You know you're a big fan of Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Well, she was hot.
Girls.
Imogene Coca.
It was called something like cavemen and spacemen.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
It was like Out of This World.
I mean, she was on Moonlighting.
It was a terrible show.
Yeah. Moonlighting? Oh, the Cowboys and A's?
Yeah, whatever.
She only has 42 credits, which is kind
of
crazy.
TV.
She probably did a lot of radio. She's old.
Man, you're not digging on the Imogene.
I like her. She's funny, but...
Love American Style. She was on that a few times.
Well, everybody was on that. Fantasy Island, is that on there?
Two episodes of Bewitched.
Love Boat.
As a crotchety old person.
Oh, what's in that shoebox there?
Doobies. Lots of doobies.
My grandparents had recliners with that same kind of fabric. That brown.
And the magazine rack? Everybody had a magazine rack.
Oh, yeah. No, I got laid off. There we go.
The asbestos factory. Now, wouldn't you know it?
The army cuts my disability. So. He probably is suffering from mesothelioma.
Mesothelioma. Yeah.
Like miso soup.
Miso soup.
Yeah.
Miso horny to life
crew. Yeah, something like that.
Mesothelioma.
Oh, miso horny. Why didn't you just ask him for the money,
Eddie? Sure take a hint. Audrey is still alive. Well, 1966. Pickup sticks.
Okay. Good job. Like every one of her lines, though, she's like waiting for the laugh track to kick in. Sure, Eddie. You know what I'm saying? And I like that type of. I'm a Three Stooges fan. I'm a you know.
Yeah, she's a vaudeville type actor. Yeah, so she's waiting for the ha ha. You know,
he sure as hell can't take a hint. Waka waka waka.
Yeah. So cousin Catherine and cousin Eddie are always the same actor and actress through all the vacation movies, and Clark and Ellen are the same.
Yeah.
But the kids are always rotating.
Maybe they just wanted to.
Well, they didn't always rotate. This is for you, Clark. Because Anthony Michael Hall is in European Vacation.
No, he's not.
No, that's a weird...
It's he's tall.
Did he come...
Pig in a poke.
But he came back for...
He bailed on vacation to do a different
to do Weird Science.
Okay. Yeah.
Or something. Or the European one.
Look at those. My grandfather had those.
I thought that was a shoebox of weed.
Or 16 candles or something like that. Maybe that's what it was.
I love Betty.
I knew you did because time I saw you, Clark, you remarked about how much you like mine.
But he did. Well, I guess never make that mistake again.
Mm-hmm. Also, just noticing how large the luggage rack on the car is. It goes all the way. It's full length.
Oh, yeah. It's mounted all the way to the very front.
Ellen avoiding Cousin Eddie's kiss. That's not snots.
What is this? This is pre-snots.
His name is Stinky.
Here, yeah,
the Imperial.
City.
I saw the Imperial. Yeah,
yeah.
Good job, Daryl.
Hi, thanks. How are you, little fella?
Oh my. Easy.
Pre-Pitbull.
Yeah, you folks didn't get to meet Dinky last night.
Dinky.
He had the shit.
He grew a mustache.
grew a mustache over
night. Yeah, you see that?
It's like he shaves like Homer Simpson. No. You know, it just like grows out immediately.
Yeah, have a good trip.
Oh man. She knows how to party.
Sophisticated side ponytail.
No kidding.
That outfit would be in style today, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think she could pull it off.
Like Jane Krakowski now could pull it off.
Yeah.
I'd be into it.
She might.
Going bye.
Down the dusty road. The holiday road. By the way, does this song get overplayed too much
it
now
does.
In commercials?
It's used a lot. What's your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday? This is because it's got food in it, but I always like Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah, just laid back.
I'm a Christmas guy.
Christmas?
I love Christmas.
Christmas is good, too.
If we're talking strictly eating, yeah, Thanksgiving, for sure.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the celebration and the festivities of Halloween more than Thanksgiving, though.
Yeah.
I love watching scary movies all October.
Yeah.
Putting, like, scary shit in my front yard and trying to freak out the neighbor kids and stuff with severed heads and making playlists
fake
of spooky
heads,
music. Man. And I also...
Not real ones.
Correct. Okay. Oh, there she is. And she's got a friend.
Is
and
it
a trucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ass, gas, or grass.
Does it look like? It kind of looked like Vince Vaughn hanging out at the car.
Yeah. You're so money, baby.
You're so money, you don't even know it, baby.
You don't even know it with the beautiful babies.
Well, my baby want baby. I can't even do it.
No, there's a guy
Vaughn.
In the car.
From afar.
From afar. It's like
is that Don
it's
Stark
like a cheap
from that
Kevin,
70s
Kevin
show?
Spacey.
If it was a cheap Kevin Spacey, he wouldn't be anywhere near her car.
Oh, we're just dancing in a truck stop. Yeah, this is fun.
With the Lowenbrow?
It is a Lowenbrow.
And Ellen's just right behind him. You like turkey? You like ham?
Is that a members only? I mean, he's got La Costa and he's got members only.
He's doing pretty good. Kind of looks like a green screen behind
him. He just needs a Christmas bonus.
Oh, yeah. Slap yourself with a sandwich. The sandwich is all
wet. This is gross.
It's so gross. Oh, God. The dog went on the picnic basket. Look at the wax paper. You can't even find wax paper to save your life anymore.
And Imogene Coca's best part here. She takes her glasses off, shrugs, and keeps on eating that sandwich.
With her wonky eye.
I got a true story.
And here's that song again.
My family drove to Florida one year, and my great-grandmother brought Oreos. And they were in a Ziploc bag and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and my cousin started eating them, and they were green in the middle.
Like,
oh my God! They figured out
now mold. That's normal because they have all these test flavors.
They figured out they were moldy. Well, my grandmother, my great grandmother,
Oreos get moldy.
She goes, they're fine. And she stuck it in her mouth and she chewed it up and ate it. My brother, my cousin, like, oh,
dude,
my
God.
Depression era people are like that with cheese. Oh, this cheese is bad.
It won't kill you.
Oh, it's fine. Just cut it off and eat the rest.
You might get rickets.
So that scene right there, reminds me of my true life.
Yeah.
All right. So
here's another one.
Favorite family vacation you ever took?
I'll let Groucho take that.
It was in South Fork, Colorado.
No, it was not.
Actually, my parents...
Is she high?
Oh, you know she's high.
Yeah, she put the sunglasses on after she got out of the car.
Where would she smoke in the car?
She was lighting up behind a tree when Dinky was pissing on the sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
We took a road trip to Pensacola, Florida when I was like 11.
Now you can get edibles.
The car broke down in Terre Haute, Indiana, and we stayed at the Holodome for 2 days while they waited for the alternator or something like that for the Chrysler New Yorker.
Better than the Thunderdome.
And then when we got to the Holiday Inn, some Shriners had died the night before, so it was police tape all around the pool, so we couldn't swim there. And then we got to Pensacola, and my parents were on this little beach motel, but it was on the bay. It wasn't actually on the beach.
Oh.
But we still loved it.
It was still
great.
Fun.
Yeah, we thought it was a great vacation.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack of that one was Thomas Dolby, She Blamed Me With Science, and Eddie Grant.
Electric Avenue.
That was the two songs that you couldn't stop hearing. Any radio station you turned on, you were hearing that constantly.
Oi! That's a good song.
Yeah. So,
how about you?
We got Brian Doyle Murray looking like Prospector
Chameleon.
Pete here.
His IMDb has got to be 1 million films.
This is the most he looks like Bill.
I will agree.
Younger there.
This looks like Camp Wakanda.
Yeah.
Wakanda forever. Now, when I was in a band in college, it was my... I wanted to do a cover, a metal cover of Electric Avenue. It was during that era of like Limp Bizkit, Faith.
You're not dead yet, though.
And everybody was doing those 80s cover songs, but like done new school. And I wanted to do Electric Avenue. And nobody has ever really covered.
Everyone's like, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Not.
I think
out in the streets.
Out in the streets.
Out in the dead time.
In the right time of night. How's that going? I don't know.
The only thing on the way home.
Now remember.
His
next biggest success and only success was Romancing the Stone.
That was Billy Ocean.
No. He went on. He was
get
on
out of my dreams.
That's a different song.
Get into my car.
When the tough get going.
That's a different song. All right, I gotta look.
Hey,
it up.
Remember when we went to the Social Kitchen? We talked about Billy Ocean and his rape ballads. And then I had to re-edit that show because one of the musicians did not like that joke and was going to say to scrap that episode because he didn't approve of that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Time I gave an artist editing approval of an episode, and then he didn't even share it when the episode came out.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't remember us talking about the...
Was it Dave? Dave made the comment.
Oh, good. All right, it wasn't me. I just want to make sure I didn't say something inappropriate and piss somebody off.
I think it was.
I would never do that.
I think he only got upset because his wife was with him when we were doing the episode, and it made her uncomfortable.
I mean, I can see this is pre Me Too, so I can see.
Yeah, we're woke now.
Yeah,
we are. We're definitely woke.
Billy Ocean was not woke.
Knuckles deep.
That is.
We're knuckles deep in the Me Too movement.
Thanks, Dustin.
Nice show, Dustin. I'll never be back.
Hey, that guy that recently got arrested that's friends with Trump, he like...
Oh, Epstein, I heard he got
did he get beat up or did he try to kill himself?
I don't know.
How are we going to...
Theo Epstein, the GM of the Cubs.
That's called deflection, Dustin.
Yeah. Wait, is this where Aunt Edna
Theo.
Dies?
Are you talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Okay, yeah. Theo's not part of that.
He's not related.
Look at this.
He might be. I don't.
Is it the kid from Welcome Back, Cotter?
Hey, up your nose. No.
With a rubber hose.
No, that's not where he put the hose.
Mr. Cotter.
So anyways, we're watching a movie. There's a guy, by the way, who sells the Wagon Queen emblems and stuff like that.
I wondered about that.
Yeah. Great ABBA song.
Yeah, you can actually get the pieces and make find your own.
Not even worth crediting what you just said.
Wagon
please, Daryl, proceed.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah, you can get your own Crown Victoria wagon and spruce it up, make it look like this.
Oh, yeah. Now, the cop here, is he an SCC guy?
He's somebody because he's in a couple movies.
I can't remember who it is.
Was he Hightower in Police Academy?
No, it's not that guy.
Was it Michael Winslow?
You're thinking Tackleberry.
Okay, Tackleberry.
No, this guy's been in some stuff. The only other time, and this is stupid that I know this, that he was in a movie called The Professionals. With John Travolta
and
Ari Gross
from the Ellen Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this dude plays Boris, their Russian friend. Like when they go to Russia.
Oh, yeah. No, I know who this guy is. Oh, shoot.
So Audrey is like shitting bricks right now because they were in Colorado.
This is...
But weed wasn't legal.
Touched by an Angel's ex-husband. This is Stacey
Roma
Keach's
Downey?
This is Stacey Keach's brother.
I can see that. The steely eyes.
Yeah.
Did Stacey Keach turn into Orson Welles?
This is James Keach.
Pacey Keach.
And he did a bunch of TV. He was actually in the Bill Murray movie, The Razor's Edge.
Oh, where he's in the wilderness or whatever?
No, where he goes to Tibet and finds himself after World War I.
Oh, that's an AC/DC album.
It's on Netflix or Amazon right now.
Is it good?
It's worth watching. It was ahead of its time. Murray probably shouldn't have done it, but it's good.
Explain
this. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Dude, the West. I love the West. Look at those mountains.
It's gorgeous. Probably pretty stiff.
That's what she said.
But a shh. Me too. Hashtag woke. Drunk of the movies. Woke. I wonder how many females listen to this show.
If Joey Lawrence
after today or
is he? Whoa,
maybe. You know,
I like the generic patrol.
Yeah,
you're not gonna know where I'm from,
and obviously somebody spray painted that hat.
Oh yeah, the edges aren't really well done. There,
awful.
That's not. It's a prop from Chips. I had a pooch.
How come I can never get that clean shit?
How does he know he had a dog like that when he was a kid? He didn't see the dog.
The size of the collar.
The carcass.
There you go. He found the carcass.
Oh.
He's going to scrape it up.
He's going to scrape the carcass up off the road. Here, right here.
I was afraid you'd get pulled over, Clark. You've been exceeding the speed limit for thousands of miles.
Dad wasn't speeding. The cop stopped us because Dad forgot.
Because I killed your dog.
Rusty. It wasn't, Mom.
Dinky and Rusty. I mean, the names get pretty simplified here, don't they?
Pretty good.
Dinky. And what's his name? Sparky? What's Beverly's nickname?
Does she have
Hot?
No. She has. I think she has a nickname somewhere here. We'll find out if it ends with a Y.
Uh-oh. Oh, look at those tears.
Alligator tears.
Method actress.
Actually, I think she was shitting her pants.
Doesn't she call him out?
It's Cranwell's.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, no, the waitresses at Cranwell's do not dress like that.
No.
Yeah, new car.
New car.
Thank you.
Oh, sugar glass here.
Kids. Yeah, you think? Oh, no. And that's it. Just that
it's
gag.
Good stuff. It's good stuff.
Physical comedy.
All right, I'm going to go grab some other beers out of the freezer that the gentleman brought, and they can talk about Christie Brinkley.
About Ferraris.
Yeah, I think
or
this
Ferraris.
Is this
right,
is
peak, roughs up the hair.
This is peak Ferrari and peak Christie Brinkley, although she still looks great, much like a 308.
No, she does look pretty good. He looks rough.
Well, that's what.
Not, I mean, not here. I'm in real life. Oh yeah, look, she's wearing that athletic top. The Let's Get Physical top.
She's got to be 60, right?
Easy, if not older.
Chevy's like 70-ish, maybe. But Chevy also did a lot of cocaine.
Did he do?
Oh, yeah. He had a huge problem.
Was it chicanery? It was cocainery?
Cocainery.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, she was gorgeous. Gotta just get head on by this.
You know what's funny is that Ford box truck hasn't changed in 30 or 40 years. The same truck.
It's the L9000 series.
Is that legit or you just make that up?
No, I'm serious. It's called L9000.
You have a sickness.
No, it's. I want to buy one. I want to buy the cab
over. Sickness?
I am down with the sickness.
Does that look like an FJ40 coming up behind him?
It does. Or a Jeep.
You're sweating.
And he's just sweating bullets.
Because I haven't had the air conditioning on the whole trip through the West.
We're just going to split a can.
Sure.
All right. So this is from Perennial Artisan Ales out of St. Louis, Missouri, which the Griswolds already drove through.
They
and
did.
And they certainly didn't make it look like a decent place.
Yeah, this is a Vacation Dad, which is a dry hopped summer ale. The can art is fantastic.
That was great, Daryl. You picked that one out.
I tried.
Damn.
I tried a theme.
Yeah, I got this one about a month ago, and I drank them all way before this episode was even scheduled.
Do you know what that is, guys?
No. What is that? Is that when the thing snows and they block it off?
It's a cattle catcher.
Yeah.
So when you have free-range cattle, they can't cross over.
There's tons of them on 66 on all the frontage roads and stuff.
Really?
Yep.
Cattle will not cross, and same thing with horses. There's like angular grates in there, and they won't cross it. Their hooves aren't... They won't make it. So, yeah. It's funny. It's very, very low tech.
But it works.
Yep.
It's another.
I'm good. We'll have plenty to make up.
All right.
Okay.
Lovely roadside America here.
That green hat, that generic green hat. I mean, how.
It should have a John Deere.
It should have something on it. It seems almost canned, that, like a uniform guy said, so get him a green hat.
Maybe.
Oh, ouch. Don't tie me to your rear bumper.
Hmm.
Hmm. Oh. Somewhere in Arizona.
Animal murder. That's hilarious. That's a good joke.
Arizona and New Mexico were my favorite states to drive in.
Of all of them? Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, New Mexico's kind of cool. Arizona, I think, is beautiful. And you would never get off of the interstate into the gravel road. It just wouldn't happen.
No, there were like sections of 66 we had no interest in driving because our book was like, yeah, you can drive this, but the roads are not paved and it can be awesome. Dangerous. And I'm just like, no, we're trying to be on somewhat of a time schedule. Yeah. And
you didn't do this? You didn't drive?
Yeah, we didn't do this at all.
This is
an awesome launch, by the way.
Look at that with the music.
Better Off Dead tried this. That's probably one of the five cars.
Yeah, I think it's toast.
Blue Bloods.
Oh, we got some flats.
Oh, that's a bad deal.
She looks like Lady Gaga.
She does. She does. Sans the meat suit. I just
got my period. Oh, that's unnecessary.
Where did that even come from?
Right?
Oh, the garbage bag comes through.
Again?
Yeah.
He had it
Well, yeah. I mean, you could do that back then. You just roll it up real tight and shove it in there.
Stuff it in.
Okay.
That's funny. So when you guys were out west, you didn't venture out into the I don't know what this is, desert,
the wilderness,
yeah,
the forbidden zone.
Because it just looks scary. Like I remember driving through Colorado before and seeing, oh, that's a cool road, leads out towards some mountains or something like that. That I would never go down it.
You too.
Scary. What if you die?
We
got eaten by a bear.
Prepared for anything.
Yeah, we stayed on 66 and some parts of it. You know, once you got out to California, it kind of went off away from the interstate.
Yeah.
There's a stretch in California that's actually almost 100 uninterrupted miles.
Is that the stretch through Death Valley?
Yeah, I believe there? So.
Yeah.
And it goes from Arizona into California, and it's great. Like, yeah, that's the stretch everybody drives.
Okay.
A lot of it, we didn't see a whole lot of traffic.
Okay.
Because it's frontage roads, and, you know, you're like crossing back and forth over the interstate to get to the other side of the road, and it's like, oh, the view's about the same. But that stretch from, that looks like Monument Valley.
It is Monument Valley.
Okay. And here we go. This is the beer drinking scene, which was improv.
Was it really?
Well, Rusty wasn't supposed to chug the beer, apparently. That was Anthony Michael Hall's decision.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
3 years later, he was on Saturday Night Live. So, or maybe it was 2 years.
And in rehab, probably.
And then
they've at least kept Clark's job consistent.
First, I didn't want to take this.
He worked at a cereal factory?
Yeah, like working with food additives and stuff.
Giving me a chance to spend a lot his more glasses. Time with you.
Physical comedy.
Yep. Audrey.
He plays stupid really well.
He does.
You know, it's been real fun for me too, Dad. Really. Well, except for Aunt Edna.
So in the classic argument, Chevy Chase was on Saturday Night Live for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And he pissed off a lot of people because he left because he said he was going to make a lot of money if he went to Hollywood, which he did. You know, maybe she'd be a nicer person. But Bill Murray and John Belushi and those guys held a grudge against him. So I guess Chevy came back to guest host in the 70s, and he got in a fist fight with Murray behind the scenes, and Belushi had to break him up. And the famous quote is that Murray called him second-rate talent. And so him and Murray have hated each other ever since the 70s.
Well, you know who has the better career now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that all those guys, especially in that first wave.
This is in our theme, our opening credits, this little quote right there.
Is that a Falstaff?
It's a stag.
No. Is it a stag?
That pattern looks like Falstaff.
That's a Shakespearean character.
Yeah.
It's Falstaff, isn't it?
Or
and you know, in 18 years.
Fake facsimile of it.
Yeah, it's peanut brittle.
He just slams it.
My own family. Well, we're on our own vacation, and you know something, Russ? We're gonna have fun. We're gonna have fun.
Leave no trace, Clark.
Hey, don't let your mother smell that beer on your breath. She'll take it out on me. Well, I better get a move on if I want to get us out of here by dark.
I still thought beer was gross. My dad always, hey, you want a sip? Until high school, I'm like, this
my
is
dad
gross.
Didn't drink, so
I never pushed on my kids ever. I never said you want to drink.
It was never like my dad was like pouring it down my throat, but it was always like he'd have an old style at dinner, and I'd be staring at it.
My dad let me have a drink when I was like 5 or 6. I remember, but
you're like, nope.
I had one drink. It was like a Budweiser red, red.
Bud Diesel.
It was my grandpa. My grandpa was the beer drinker, and I would sneak a taste of his red, white, and blue or something.
Now you get shot like, because this is Indian territory, and if you were running around through
Is it really?
I wanted to go to Monument Valley, but it was too far north for our path, so...
There's sections of it are national park, but other parts of it are Indian territory. It's considered sacred land, so you're not allowed to go off the road.
There were certain parts we passed through, and it said in our book, like, this is... You know, sacred ground, no pictures, you know, be respectful and stuff like that.
And how many pictures did you take?
Just a few. There were...
Stole the souls, Dustin.
No, I didn't take any, but there was in our guidebook, there was legit, there's this guy that had some sort of like giant teepees or something on their property that you think they want people to see.
Yeah.
But... Don't try to take pictures of them unless you're planning on like going up and buying something from the place because they get pissed off. And it actually said in the book that. So it's like, this guy must be a big asshole. Yeah. If
See, they have to actually put a disclaimer.
Is this Ishtar?
It does kind of look like Ishtar.
The worst movie ever made.
Nice Warren Beatty. Is it Warren Beatty and Dustin Hoffman?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
Who directed that turd?
Ooh.
It's Let's find famous. Out.
Sidney Pollack or something like that.
Yeah, it might be.
Sidney Poitier.
I've never seen it.
It was his foray into directing.
And then he starts getting delirious. I love a parade.
Delirious. That was an Eddie Murphy stand-up
that was a good
special.
Yep. That was a good one. It's also a John Candy movie called Delirious.
Directed by Elaine May.
Who? Don't know.
She worked with Woody Allen, apparently.
Mac, yeah, what?
She
what
wrote it? And it's directed.
A Mac Ishtar. Model B. That's a 41 to 46 Ford. That's a cigarette machine, which
that
we don't
is
have
a cigarette
anymore.
Machine.
You guys remember those? There was
yeah, miners could buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Anybody could buy cigarettes.
High school kids would go to now the pizza place and buy
Now
them.
You can't even be an adult and buy cigarettes.
You can buy a cell phone in a vending machine at a movie theater, but you can't buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
You can buy a burner phone and be an operative for a terrorist sleeper cell, but you can't buy a pack of Marlboro Reds. What's the world coming
Well, now
to?
You have to be 21 to buy cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just an Illinois thing, though, right?
I think other states adopted it, too. I think California might
sorry,
have.
Sorry, we are open.
A little bit of a
open.
Nanny culture.
What? It said, sorry, we are
sorry.
Open.
I've been to shops like that.
Sorry, no restroom.
Bought a tire. I blew a tire out in Boardman, Ohio on a Sunday years ago, traveling home, and I went to a shop like this where it was like, hey, how much for a tire? How much you got? Okay. It was just like this.
What do I owe you? Never heard of no one so shit all stupid as you driving off that road.
He didn't say shit all stupid in the subtitles there.
I recognize that guy in front.
The guy in front?
Yeah.
He's Dutch.
I think it's Rothgar.
Rothgar's younger brother.
He does kind of look like
Robbie.
How much you got?
How much you got?
No, I'm asking how much the repairs are.
How much you got?
I'm asking you.
Yeah, that's Mickey Jones.
He's in Dutch.
Oh, he's been in tons of stuff.
Is he a monkey?
If it wasn't for your daddy, I'd beat every bone in your body.
He was in 138 different things.
I think he played the same guy in 125.
He died last year. Recently passed. Huge character actor.
Was he from Kentucky? I feel like there's some Kentucky.
I still have that dust on the back of my car right now.
I want to know how they did that.
He was acting up until last year.
How'd they get those to do that?
Like spacers?
Spacers.
I had spacers in my teeth when I got braces, like Rusty.
Did you?
Sling Blade I watched recently.
Was in Sling Blade?
He played the drummer in Sling Blade.
You don't remember a drummer.
I never killed
in Dwight Yoakam's band.
Oh. Dwight Yoakam was genius in that movie.
He was pretty big asshole.
There's another creep. He's probably cool in real life.
He was in Dutch. Yoakam? He played truck driver, so we will see Mickey Jones again around Thanksgiving.
After he T-bones his town car.
Better than teabagging him.
There's a lot of John Hughes movies that involve trashing vehicles. I'm just kind of putting that together.
Did he have something against the automobile
Might
industry?
Have been a Harvard humor thing, just to kind of roll cars and nail.
It's just a prop, right?
You know, but as a kid growing up, the sledgehammer on the car at the state county fair or the city fair, I mean, that was the thing, right?
Huge. Uh-oh.
Did she just kick it?
Well.
She has 11 cents, Dad.
Sure. That's not good.
Motel will cash a check.
They better. We're going to run out of gas.
This scene is the part that's completely out of touch with the rest of the movie. I mean, it's basically theft.
Why not? The computer says it's been reported lost.
But he's starting to get desperate at this point.
Yeah. See, my wife lost her cards in Colorado.
He's still got to return home.
The computer's probably saying I lost mine, which...
They didn't have security cameras back then.
True.
You'll have to straighten that out with your bank.
Would you take a personal check?
This guy's just a total douche.
$300? I can't do that, sir. Look, I've lost all my cash and we're on our way to California and...
Wally World?
Yeah, Wally World. And I'm sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place, you know? I'd really appreciate it.
Not without a major credit card.
I have $6.13 to my name, so I can see we're going to have to work something out here between us.
Look, I've already told you, I can't accept a check without a major credit card.
I'm making this out for $1,000. All you have to do is...
Like cash station.
Snooty.
Snooty.
These aren't credit cards. I have a Casio.
The only thing I can do is have you stay here until the check clears. 10 working days.
Oh my. Ooh, yeah, that eyeball.
Yeah, the eye twitch. Yeah. That would have made me go over the edge too. So.
See, in this part, yeah, just.
I do like this, because my dad would do this on vacation. There would be at least one meltdown. I think everybody's kind of like that, though.
The cops would be following you.
You think so?
Yeah.
And how much motel cash? Desk clerk James Staley.
There they go, that AMC again.
Yeah.
That'd be the same one.
They were popular.
I think somebody lost their sleeping bag there.
Okay, let's go. Audrey's kind of weird looking.
Yeah, she's high, Daryl.
Is that what that is?
I know what that looks like. Oh, hey, we're at the Grand Canyon. They had to pay $60 to get in there, probably. Well, no, not.
I had the National Park Pass. I'd go for free if I went right now.
Really?
Yeah.
They sell a National Park Pass?
Yeah, every year it's $80 for the whole family.
I think I paid like
to visit a park.
How about $30 for Grand Canyon? I think it was $40 for Joshua Tree.
And the fees are new, right?
No, they've always had fees.
Really? Because don't we pay tax money to
it's not enough, Daryl.
That's dumb.
This land is your land.
Yeah.
This
what
land
do you got,
is
three?
My land.
That's why I don't go on vacation.
It's obvious. I've taken about 17 vacations since you and I started our podcast. And you've taken, yeah. And you've taken none.
I've taken none. My vacation is spending time with my lovely wife.
And cleaning the garage.
Cleaning out the garage.
I think we've...
That wasn't an exaggeration, people, by the way.
She's not fine, Clark. She's dead. That poor car.
That looks like the kind of trails, you know, that we're driving on all the time.
Yeah. And that's how you camp, too, right?
Pretty much.
Throw your luggage on the roof rack and go.
See a bear.
Bear!
That's a nice view.
It is. Mm-hmm. I'd camp there.
With Beverly D'Angelo?
In her frillies.
Definitely. It's the progression. It's slowly getting worse.
Yeah.
I think it started the first time. I think it started where he's sharing the beer after he crashes the car, and he's like, "It's gonna be fun. We're gonna have fun. We're gonna have fun." He repeats it like three times.
Look at the tab button on his pants. What is that?
That's the condom pocket.
Oh, yeah, it's for your pocket watch.
Well, we leave her here, and the first phone we pass, we could call your cousin Norman.
Flagstaff is a cool town.
I've heard lot of it's a hip, breweries. It's a hipster there. Art town. Yeah,
we went to I think 4 or 5 breweries in Flagstaff alone. We stayed at a cool 66 neon sign motel, and just bar hopped all over downtown. And then we went to the Grand Canyon the next day.
College town too. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Noel Shelton. Are you guys friends with Noel?
Yeah, kind of.
His family went out there recently, and he was out running long distance. I'm like, I just went to breweries.
Yeah, like I just ran.
You've been running. Didn't you run? Did you use Steamboat?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I'm helping Brianna train for a half marathon. She's doing the Whiskey Dabble in October.
Oh, that's a big one.
So
is that Peoria?
Yeah. We did 6 miles yesterday morning, trying to get her up to about...
You did 6 miles?
I didn't run the whole time.
Are you like the trainer? Are you like Mick riding the bike or driving the car beside her?
Yeah.
Come on, Rock.
You ever play Mike Tyson's Punch Out? I'm the guy riding the bike while she's in a pink sweatsuit. We got Phoenix, Arizona, which is not on 66. That's too far south.
Not at all.
They're way off track.
Now, refresh my memory. Who were they supposed to be dropping her off at? Like her sisters or something?
Something like that. I think so. She has more family we're not aware of. That's a big garage door. It seems big.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because it was just big and brown and ugly.
What's the name on the stupid mailbox?
Can't see it.
I thought it said Norman Lear. I swear to God.
Maud.
All right, so...
Oh, she got a Le Tigre rain jacket.
We have a a bomber here.
They're doing all right. She could have hocked that jacket for $50 Suburban, back there. Yeah.
Suburbanites. They're doing well. They're
going collaboration down. Between Pipeworks and Arcane.
Yeah.
Which is an IPA with Arcane Galaxy Hop Oil, Amarillo, and Mosaic Hops. Now, Pipeworks is from Chicago, so that ties into the Griswolds.
And the name of this beer?
The name of this beer is Unicorn versus Science 2. This time it's personal.
Yeah, so we got science. We got science instruments.
Science! Science!
Thomas she Stolby. Blinded me with...
Well, because Clark Griswold is into food he science. Is. Food chemistry. And today he's probably...
And now he's selling. Got a dead body.
That body be far stiffer than that.
Across his shoulder.
Yeah, wearing her ruby slippers.
Yeah, just put her there.
It's probably fine. Rest of yours. This is a crime too, I think. I would think this like
just leaving a dead body somewhere.
Yeah, is there
a... Yeah, drop her outside a hospital. That's at least not as big of a crime.
Fortunately, fire there's station. No cell phones for anybody to catch up with you, so they can be three states away before anybody actually reaches them on a landline.
I feel like the description of the vehicle would give them away pretty hardcore.
But the cops back then weren't even communicating through digitally, so...
They didn't have interoperability.
Yeah. Somebody get on the telegraph and send a signal for his family truckster in pea green.
It'd be like the old days where you cross the next state and you're like, you can't get me, coppers.
Yeah, exactly. Nah.
Which nowadays they would just shoot you. they just kill you.
Clark doesn't seem the religious type.
Yeah, I never see much faith in these, do you? It's her grandma.
He's doing a little some Jewish, Yiddish, yeah.
Baruch atah.
Honey, I'm not an ordained minister. I'm doing my best, okay?
Give him a break.
Lord, we love this woman with all our heart.
Do we?
How do we do it, Mom? Shut up. We know she deserves better than this. But
what's Anthony Michael Hall looking at?
Beloved family to get the spirit. To Wally World to have their vacation. I hope you understand. Have mercy on his soul.
Amen. Let's go.
Ultimately, they should have waited 6 weeks for the family truckster, and they could have avoided all these situations.
I think that's the takeaway.
The ultimate end of the movie. Plus, Edna would have died before they even got there, and they would have had the car they wanted.
I'd see nothing wrong with that scenario.
He left his dead mother tied to a lawn chair in his backyard. I'm sure he won't mind.
Look, it's all over and done.
Were they taking Edna to Wally World?
No, they were just taking her to
there.
Okay. Yeah. That's what we used to do with our old family members back in the day. We used to just drop them off at other family members and just kind of let them sit there.
Alive?
Yes. Yeah, usually alive.
Okay.
I don't remember any of them dropping off dead.
Here comes the best part.
Yeah, it's been a real drag, Dad. Maybe we can try it some other time. Wally World's overrated anyway.
Oh.
What do you think?
I think you're all fucked in the head. There you
go. The F-bomb came out.
Fun park, and you want to bail out.
This is a planes, trains, automobiles moment.
This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun.
Look at those big doughy eyes.
We're all going to have so much fucking fun, we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn spiles.
Whistling Dixie.
You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah off your assholes. Yeah.
I'm on a pilgrimage.
I'm gonna be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see a moose. Praise Marty Moose. Holy shit.
Dad, you want to ask for something?
Don't touch.
He needs one of Audrey's joints.
Yeah. And look, she won't even quantify it with an answer.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm done with this dude.
So the way they
talk
about. Was that a
Corolla in the background?
It was.
Oh, yeah. No pants again.
Next time you have.
Is that one of Sparky's shirts?
Yeah, it is.
Because she's tall.
What are you talking about?
It's a Merit cigarette ad on that, by the way.
All I know is I'm trying to treat my family to a little fun.
Is that the same bed from the first night?
Clark, I know your brand of family fun. Tomorrow
with the quarters?
Kill the desk, yeah. Hold up at McDonald's, and drive us 1,000 miles out of the way to see the world's largest ball of mud.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Did he hold up at McDonald's?
The problem is, Ellen... You have an uncanny knack for looking at the dark side of things. That's your.
It looks
problem.
Like the last time I stayed in the Imperial Palace out in Vegas before they remodeled, it looked just like that.
That burned edge picture,
where
I love it.
Yeah.
What do you care?
See, if they were like recasting, I know they did the Vacation movie.
I never watched
with
the
Ed
new one.
Helms or whatever.
I never saw it either.
I see them trying to use like a Reese Witherspoon,
dude. Those
as
shoes
Beverly
are so.
D'Angelo.
My son would wear those shoes. I guarantee my son would wear those shoes.
Yeah.
Jason Lee from My Name is Earl
oh, yeah, we love
always
Jason.
Wanted to be the next Chevy Chase. He loved Fletch, wanted to bring back the Fletch movies.
They were supposed to do one, I thought.
They were. I think Kevin Smith was involved and something happened.
Yeah, but Smith hasn't had a good track record, so nobody was funding that.
Right. Probably. And I've been rewatching My Name is Earl recently.
It's comic genius.
It still holds up. Oh, I love Greg Garcia's shows, and Jason Lee is so good in that. But I do think Jason Lee can pull off the Chevy Chase.
You don't have to be Chevy Chase, but you have to be universally funny. And again, the physical comedy comes into this movie a lot. I just don't know that people get physical comedy anymore.
I would agree with that. I think there's some sort of missing element today. I don't know why, because this is still funny.
Oh, yeah. Look at that
mustache. Yeah, I mean, right here, there's no words. You know, it's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Awkward situation. Yeah. Stupid.
People don't get physical humor at all. If you were to take, like, I keep going back to it, like a Laurel and Hardy or a Three Stooges episode and play it in front of a group of younger kids, teenage kids today, they would be like bored out their skull.
That's why the Ernest movies are so good.
Yes.
Because of the physical comedy?
Yes. Jim Varney. Classically trained actor, Shakespearean actor, played this bumbling hillbilly character and did it so well that people
wouldn't be an expert on Ernest, would you?
I might be.
Would you know anybody who does a podcast on Ernest?
There should be a podcast about this.
Oddly enough, there's a couple of them.
Is there? And you know
I'm friends with them, yes.
Well, I don't care about those. Do you know one named Pekin?
I do. I think the importance of seeing Ernest once a month.
Oh, look at, she's got to be like 22 years old there. Look at that face.
Maybe.
She has no idea the messy divorce she has ahead of her.
I was going to say...
oh, no, the money she's going to make.
No, it got bad, though.
How old is Beverly yet?
Well, how many DUIs does Billy Joel have?
I was going to say, that was a thing. Because she's like...
Angela's 67.
They're like, I don't want my kid riding with her dad because he's tanked half the time. Yeah. And he got into like 3 serious car wrecks.
What?
I don't think Billy Joel can drive him.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
He runs a motorcycle shop in upstate New York. God, she's gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
Married?
It's the twinkle in her eye.
But, you know, there's something about Beverly. I don't know. I mean, that she's just young and dumb.
She might be really smart.
Yeah, the sadder and the wiser girl for me.
Maybe, maybe. Helps to complete
the disguise. You didn't get the Music Man reference, eh?
I've seen Music Man.
We got trouble right here in River City.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. You don't marry in the library and then screw you guys.
Yeah.
You know, in order to be convincing, you have to...
With a capital A, that stands for adultery.
Rhymes with pool.
No, it doesn't.
No? Yeah. There is a scene in a pool coming up.
Yes, there is. And apparently, they wanted her to be naked in it.
Well, we all did, too.
It didn't happen.
They, meaning John Hughes.
Can you guys guess the year that she was born?
Christy Brinkley?
Yes.
1948?
No.
1954.
1954 on the button, Daryl.
She's a year younger than my parents.
Yeah.
I mean, she's old enough to be my mom, for sure. Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, there's that.
Yeah. Well, that means Billy Joel is super old.
There's Christy's frillies. Oh my God.
And then she shows back up in one of the Vacation movies. Is it Vegas that she has the cameo?
I think she does. Show
and she has a baby. In the back seat or something.
It is
and,
Vegas.
Because in Christmas Vacation, we get Mary from the lingerie department or whatever. Thank you. Oh, so she's supposed to be totally naked right now.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Or ma'am. This feels great. She doesn't look good in the pool. I'm sorry. I like her with the hair. Sorry. She just looks like any other woman.
She's trying to be Bo Derek.
Yeah, Bo Derek and
there you go. She does
she's
like
Bo Derek. Without the ten or something.
Without the braids and the beads. Oh
sure. I tried watching that movie too. I did not like that.
That
movie.
Was a Dudley Moore movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, I hate Dudley Moore. He sucked.
What? Have you ever seen Santa Claus the movie?
You're not an Arthur fan?
No.
How can you not be an Arthur fan? I don't know you.
Seriously,
I'm never doing another podcast of you ever again.
I don't like British.
As a matter
people.
Of fact, no, I'm kidding. We're gonna do a John Gielgud show on the Throwing Wrenches.
Oh my God.
We did Santa Claus the movie in December. Dudley Moore, John Lithgow, over the top John Lithgow.
Yeah, okay.
It is so ridiculous. And Lebowski, David Huddleston, like Lebowski, play Santa Claus. Took me until like a year before making this show that I was like, why do I recognize that voice? Like, it's all I've always known him as Santa.
He jumped in
Did
with his socks.
Did I
socks,
on your rug,
yeah.
son?
No.
Yeah, that's
uh-oh. Seemed... And she's still in his Izod shirt.
He's an idiot.
Totally. I love the motel courts, by the way.
Yeah, that was the Holiday Inn that the Shriners died in. It was literally like this.
Audrey
like
still has her sunglasses on.
So everybody had pool access.
What are you doing?
Swimming.
Swimming. Yeah, my back was killing me. I thought, you know,
they close the pool at like 10.
Right.
No, the lights are on. It's open.
Jump right in.
Then I'm gonna jump in and make a bunch of noise. Who's your friend?
Guess what, honey? This person here was here.
She's waves.
Hi.
Make it.
You still can't see her boobs through the water. It's. I've tried. I paused this. I believe.
It's like what is that movie?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Say Fast Times. Yeah.
We're watching that next month too.
It's a good movie.
Life's the same, moving in stereo.
I can't hear that song without picturing Phoebe Cates coming out of a pool.
I can only think of Judd Reinhold masturbating in the bathroom.
Well,
you're
thinking of the wrong part of that scene, my friend.
Yeah, I know, but it sucks because I'm like,
I love the cars, and seriously, every time, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm 12 years old all over again.
WGLO plays that song every weekend. I'm like, yeah.
I hope I didn't spoil your evening.
It's been interesting.
I get like a Pavlovian response to
enjoy the rest of your
it's elevating.
You too.
I just feel like they ruined it with that scene. But I own that one on vinyl as a kid.
Great. Oh, I have remastered releases of all the Cars
not
albums.
Not the same.
Well, I have original pressing too. But I have the remaster for like regular play. Why?
She's still wearing
she's
the
She's still
shades.
Sparking up.
She's going to be called
Sparky.
Sparky.
Is that it? He's a huge pothead?
That's maybe. What it is.
Or was?
She's a.
She looks better with the shades, though.
She does. Mom?
She looks like the fly.
She would now be played by the girl from Kick-Ass.
Is that girl's
Chloe Moretz
or whatever. She's like 25 now.
Yeah.
That, oh, my God. That movie, the first scene in the apartment where she's just slicing everybody. Mm-hmm. I laugh my
Hit
ass.
Girl.
Kick-Ass? Yeah. Oh, Kick-Ass is amazing. Yeah. Actually, my kids believe that's possibly the greatest superhero movie ever.
It's a great comic book, too.
Is that where Red Mist comes from?
Yeah, it is.
Red Mist. McLovin, whatever that guy's real name is.
McLovin.
Christopher Mintz Plasse.
Yeah, there you go.
My son has a McLovin name badge he wears, too. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
He's going to get a fake ID with McLovin on it. Hawaii license.
Hawaii license. Yeah.
I guess when you get older...
This is great, too. A little father-son moment.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about how I don't want to fuck your mom, and I want to...
No, he's wanted to fuck his mom two or three times this show.
Swimming naked with girls.
Yeah!
Rusty, when you get the opportunity...
It was just one girl I saw.
As a waitress.
Was that girl? Oh, no, that's a waitress. No, I was just ordering in. She's a pool waitress. I was...
Yeah. That's a great... I need to write that down.
Yeah, they'll buy that.
Audrey, mom...
Took your order?
She took my order, yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Swimming waitress. You understand, don't you, Russ?
Sure. I understand.
Are you and Mom getting divorced?
Good talk.
Good talk, son.
Go to bed, Russ.
Go to bed, Russ.
I met Anthony Michael Hall.
You did?
Yeah.
Were you selling blow?
Was it a gas station?
No, it was at a Comic-Con. I had him sign my...
Did you pay for this experience?
Yeah, I had him sign my Breakfast Club poster.
Oh,
very nice.
Where is that poster?
Well, unfortunately, it's not on display anymore because he signed it to me and my now ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to display anything
we
in
could,
the house.
You could Photoshop that and reprint it.
Yeah, probably.
Could.
I was able to remove her name from several of the 8x10s on the wall. With rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol.
Seriously?
It works on glossy 8x10s, but on a poster, on standard paper, I don't think it's going to work. I had to throw away my Jason Voorhees one because it did not work well, and it ruined the picture.
Well, I'm going to keep that in mind just in case. Next time I get something signed, hey, leave my wife off of this.
Hey, I'm the one paying you here.
Right.
I'm the captain.
But I did
now.
Get my photo with him, and I talked to him about how drunk... Anthony Michael Hall is one of my favorite go-to voices to do.
I would nuts for a woman.
Keys. Yeah.
Give me the keys.
Oh,
Ethan.
There's more D'Angelo.
Oh, yeah. Boutte. Oh, yeah.
Again, this is not a scene that showed up on
screaming.
WGN. on the Sunday night movie.
Yeah, and again, like this, it'll get talked about next month, but I had that revelation the first time I saw...
Now, who's this woman standing? She's rubbing elbows with Michael Hall.
That was weird.
The first time I saw Fast Times, not on TV. I grew up watching it on TV, and I went to a friend's house, and he had a VHS copy, and we watched it, and it got to the pool scene, and I was like, don't get excited. It's going to cut before it shows anything, and it didn't, and I'm like... What the fuck
is this?
And, I think Fast Times may be on my son's education roster. I need to
bring that up.
Yeah,
no, we always talk about it. You know the.
All right,
next three exits.
The back seat. You guys see what's in there?
What is the that? Box?
It's a Simon.
You guys is that a Simon
the,
says?
Milton Bradley Simon.
All right, so this was
they did a great job right there. Is that a giant wooden sign? Or, I mean, it's not CGI, so they had to make that, right?
Oh, that's huge. Was it Six Flags that they filmed?
It was a Six Flags. It's supposed to be like a Disneyland type of place, but yeah, that's a Six Flags.
Okay.
And nobody is there. Do they not realize there's no cars? That should be a
dead giveaway.
Dude, this is pre-internet, dude. You don't know anything back then.
But you show up to a place and
you think you're first there. You don't know.
Although the excitement takes over.
Yeah.
Now, I got to go to Disneyland, and pretty cool.
While you were out west?
Yeah, and I remember you submitting a top five list of favorite Disney World attractions.
Oh, yeah.
And some of yours were Disneyland ones, if I remember right. Autopia.
Oh,
it's still out there.
Is that new? The Disneyland poster?
Yes. Those were an anniversary present, actually. It's a reprint of the original.
They're looking at the wall and not watching the movie, people.
Yeah, sorry. I got vintage Space Mountain and Disneyland opening ceremony
beautiful
signs there.
I love the fact there's been golf clubs.
Oh, Chariots of Fire. Yeah, I've noticed that, too. Yeah.
Those shorts, golfing. I think those shorts are coming back. I'm just letting you know, guys.
The short shorts?
It's coming back because we have no other direction to go but up.
I guess.
That shirt's definitely back.
I was going to say, that whole outfit.
He's pitting out a little bit.
A little. Well, it's kind of...
And look at the micro mullet he's got going on. He's definitely draping that hair. It's party in the back. Oh,
this is where the conditioning's coming into play.
He's trying to play it off like he's fine.
I sent this GIF in our group chat, actually, I think, when we were talking about scheduling this episode.
Physical humor, man.
It is. Yeah. It's all this movie is filled with. It's all sight gags.
And here we go.
Strung together.
The payoff. Sorry, folks. We're closed for 2 weeks to clean and repair.
And like the bicentennial.
That would never happen now.
No, because you have an app.
Yeah.
Well, no, they would never close the whole park for 2 weeks.
Well, Six Flags, at least Great America, they close seasonally, but that's because it's, you know, the Midwest.
Right. California ones probably don't.
And then the one in New Orleans closed permanently, so there's that.
I didn't know there was one down there.
This seems like a great expense for them to make this thing that talks. There we go.
He actually gave that moose hell. It's a pretty good punch.
It's like that thing in an arcade where you like it raises the bar on how hard you punch it.
He owns the Griswolds, right? Fucking A, right? He owns. Don't be scared. I just think somebody owes us an explanation. That's all.
Wild eyes.
Come on.
What's Rusty wearing there? OP shirt or something?
Yeah.
Oh, there they go. Oh, shit.
What blew?
On Santa Monica Boulevard.
Cheryl Crow. It's good stuff.
Gas is $2.19 back then.
It's California, bud.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That might have been diesel.
Where are you going?
Look at the Porsche.
914. That's an old
with a surfboard.
With the board in it, yeah.
Fiat Spider across the
street. I see that. I think the Porsche right there is underrated.
Yep. Yeah, those are slick cars.
Yeah, I never appreciated those cars for decades, and now all of a sudden I'm like, oh.
So we're like, what did he just go do? We're about to find out what he just went and did at the sporting goods store.
He got a popcorn bag.
Yeah, he bought a paper bag.
You can see his man parts.
Can you? Is he camel? Is he moose knuckled?
Those shorts are way too short.
I didn't see the moose knuckles.
Morty Moose? Marty Moose?
And here we go. The SCC alum.
John Candy. in his first John Hughes role.
Yeah, he's very svelte, really, for John Candy.
This is Stripes era.
Yeah.
Candy.
See Mr. Roy Wally.
He's been exercising.
Clark W. Griswold.
I want that patch.
I was just thinking that.
I haven't seen that. I go to like C2E2 and patches for everything.
C2E2
Buckaroo Banzai.
Awesome.
Buckaroo Banzai patch.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's not a Wally World patch sitting in that same place.
Nobody notified this office of anything.
It's all bootleg stuff that people just make and, you know, take those shows.
I'm going to need a little more than that, sir.
Get sued.
Okie dokie.
Don't care.
How's this?
Oh. There's still a price tag.
Mind? Where did you get that?
Sporty goods store, honey. Now you listen to me, fat ass. You do what I say and there won't be any problem, okay?
That's not okay. A very woke thing to say.
No, it is not.
Just for a little Roy Wally entertainment. The moose says you're closed, I say you're open.
We're not really violent people. This is our first gun.
No, it isn't.
What's going on?
Oh, this guy plays dumb balls, too.
This is Frank McCray. He's in Last Action Hero. He plays Schwarzenegger's boss in that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Comes in there. Yeah. Is that the movie where there's animated characters, too, and all that stuff?
A little bit, yeah.
I like that movie.
That movie's great.
That was probably one of the last great Schwarzenegger movies of the 80s or 90s.
It was.
Yeah.
I am the great action hero, Arnold Braunschweiger.
Yeah. Great movie.
Total Recall, Last Action Hero.
Actually, I thought
we're at the State Fair right now. With this kind of a ride.
Six Flags, I want to say like early Six Flags rides were kind of like glorified.
Really? Yeah.
They were just like up all the time because, you know, you'd had one weekend with your local rides.
Right.
You could go year round and ride the stuff at the States.
The big rides. There we go. Screaming Eagle.
Yeah, the wooden roller coasters that you never feel like you're quite safe on.
Right.
It's like, this is something could give in a second.
Yeah.
This is a lag screw holding this spot in right here.
Groucho, you brought this. This is Imperial Hawaiian Shirt Day. An Imperial IPA with mango and passion fruit purees plus El Dorado and Citra hops.
You can't prove that, Rusty.
Hey, and this I'm happy to contribute finally to an episode with some decent.
Born a week ago.
Oh, seriously?
A week ago.
Man.
This is freshy fresh.
I might have to get some on the way home.
I'll let you have some of that. You take a bottle home and or a can home.
Get some of that in you, boys.
Yeah, the Six Flags up in the Chicago area, that was called the American Eagle.
Yes.
The Screaming Eagle, I think Six Flags over St. Louis or whatever.
But the Screaming Eagle, I think, goes faster than the American Eagle. There was something about the Screaming Eagle is the fastest wooden roller coaster in the country or something like that.
Well, for a while, they had one called the Viper.
The Viper. That's not there anymore?
It is, I think. I don't know. That place has changed.
So they rode this a lot, and apparently some of these reaction shots where they look sick are real reactions because they rode it over and over and over.
Dude, this is film cameras. There's no digital. I mean, you got to do reels and reels. Imagine the night doing when you're doing the what do you call those? When you go back and you watch all the day's tapes.
Yeah, like the
dailies. Yeah.
On the daily.
Oh my God, the dailies in this day had to suck.
Look at Chevy.
Yeah, we're going to need you to do about 8 more takes on that.
Yeah.
Great, thanks.
Now, we went to California Adventure, which is like the lesser Disneyland park that's more like a pier.
SWAT.
And Coney Island style. Have a huge...
That's a Malibu. Those are Malibus, right?
Those are LTDs.
Are they?
Yeah, when they downsized.
Oh, they're four. Okay.
A little tiny. Yeah, it's basically Fairmont.
We rode a roller coaster 4 times in a row just because there was no line.
You just like, why not?
It was great.
Yeah, it was a good time.
But I wouldn't do it for 2 hours.
Unless you're getting paid.
Screamy Mimi.
Unless you're getting paid.
Is it a dank Mimi?
This is like a dank mango IPA.
Oh, the Scrambler.
That's good.
I love the Scrambler.
I love the Scrambler, too.
Don't people usually die at the Scrambler because somebody stands on like an exposed wire or something like that?
Something snaps.
So is Brian Doyle Murray in this movie...
Yeah.
Not the same character as Brian Doyle Murray in Christmas Vacation.
Oh, you're getting... I don't know.
Oh, that's right. He
plays the boss.
Fred Shirley.
Did he somehow...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did he somehow end
I toyed with
up,
the notion of getting rid of bonuses.
You think Griswold would be like, you look really familiar. Yeah. Like, spitting did you live out west at one time with a weird hat? Yeah.
We like to send out a mailer.
Did you pull up his IMDb, Doyle Murray?
Oh, it's gotta be like 300.
It's gotta be 1 million movies.
Yeah, it's a lot, I'm sure. Yeah. Let's find out. Do you want to do an over under?
I'm gonna say.
Did you like the windswept hair? By the way,
I'm gonna say 175 on filmography.
I'm gonna say it's 300.
Oh wow! Daryl's
going he's
strong.
Going way high. Oh, 152.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry you don't win the showdown.
We both went over, so we get nothing. We get nothing. You win absolutely.
Did you watch The Man Who Beat the Price Right? It's a documentary on Netflix.
Yes, it's great.
It is pretty good, actually.
No, wait. Was it Price is Right? Yes. Yeah, there's one. And then there was a guy that did Press Your Luck.
Oh, I didn't see
and,
that
like,
one.
Memorize the timing and stuff.
This guy knew
every
prize. I watch
documentaries
prize.
About people that win game shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I watch old game shows.
So I watch documentaries all the time.
If a documentary is well done, I don't care the subject. I will watch it.
Yeah. Now, the historical roast, we talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
It's funny. It was pointed out in the historical roast that there's 1 million documentaries about Hitler on Netflix, but none on Anne Frank.
No, zero. I don't understand the disparity.
Oh, we got a
little... Disparity? Disparaging?
I'd say disparaging the disparity.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is totally a Six Flags. I mean, as somebody who had a former... look at Beverly D'Angelo.
It's the whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Daryl, say that for us, will you?
Whippersnapper. Here we go. There's a SWAT team.
Yes.
Is she going to put her hand on his junk?
Again, a lot of SWAT team
I don't
action
see, I,
around
no
the
moose
Griswolds.
Knuckle there, Daryl. And the pits are dry.
Everybody's got pit stains.
Spread your legs.
That's an old swatter.
You can't say that to Beverly D'Angelo. She's Beverly. A lady.
I feel bad that we're not going to see more naked Beverly the rest of this movie.
You got it twice, man.
I didn't pay attention.
Vacation movie.
There's Roy Wally.
I think the only person I enjoy more in the 80s than Beverly D'Angelo is Goldie Hawn. How many are there? There's
a lot of them. I'll give you that one as well. Like overboard.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, definitely hot.
Do you recognize this guy?
It's Roy Disney.
Okay, no, it's supposed to look like Walt, I think, with the mustache. But I'll give you a hint. It's tied to another John Hughes property. Think New York.
That's not enough for me.
Hold on.
Duncan's Toy Chest.
Home Alone?
Home Alone 2.
Lost
that is
York.
The guy that runs the toy store.
Oh, gosh.
He is in another John Hughes movie.
Okay. This is why we are on his movie show.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah. I think he was originally a little rascal.
Oh,
he
I
was
think
an
you
old
might be right.
Child star or yeah. something. Yeah. He had, there's some pedigree. Because
with like
him
Jackie
up.
Cooper.
He
like
might have
that
known
era.
Imogene Coca.
Probably got lit together.
Yep. Him and Spanky and Alfalfa and Buckwheat.
Yeah. Told some racist jokes.
She looks kind of ratty there.
She does look rough.
Her hair.
She kind of looks like she's like a mugshot.
She looks like she rode a roller coaster for a few hours.
She might have.
Those kids should not be handcuffed.
It's
They're
the
children.
Hair.
We're from
Chicago. It's not fair.
The Windy City.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I've
yes.
heard
Me
of it.
Too.
Yeah, we just spent 2 weeks of living hell driving out here.
I got to California in 4 days.
That's not bad.
I've driven there in 2.
But we wanted to enjoy ourselves.
Was there methamphetamine involved?
No, I was driving solo, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. It definitely was crack.
No, I got to Vegas and had some beers with my buddy PJ, and then kept on rolling. What did you
say? Boot and rally. Remember?
LA's only 5 hours.
Let's do it.
I don't imagine you have any children, Mr. Wally.
Are you kidding? I have 7.
Catholic or Mormon, which is it?
On who?
He's got 7 kids.
This guy?
He's one of the two.
Well, he just said it. His character, not him.
Oh, hell yeah.
No.
Took the whole clan to Florida 1 year. Worst 2 weeks I've ever had in my life.
I wish I'd get 2 weeks in a row.
I took 2 full weeks off.
I envy you.
It was great. It actually felt like I was gone for a while.
I can't take 2 hours off without somebody paging me or texting me. I want to murder somebody.
Oh, they don't close Florida. No,
they don't close Florida. I love that.
No, when we got here,
too many people need to get arrested.
It was closed down, right? If you'd seen the look on my kids' faces, I guess I just went a little haywire.
You went a lot haywire, if you ask me.
Well, I'm very sorry, sir, and I'm sorry to all of these people here. I didn't mean any harm. I just want you to ask yourself one thing. If you were me, wouldn't you do the same thing for your children?
No.
We're all finished here, Mr. Wally.
Can you imagine, like, Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates?
He just got divorced. Cost him a lot of money.
No, but you can imagine one of those giant CEOs of a giant corporation coming down to a crime scene at one of their properties, something like that. Somebody tried to break into the Microsoft campus. oh, let me come down there and talk to him.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That would and happen. That's the only thing I can draw as a comparison because there's no superstars in this world anymore.
Did you hear, by the way, the do you want me to take him downtown and book him, Mr. Wally? That was Harold Ramis, by the way.
Yes. Oh. Off camera. And there we go. We're all
now
closing
go,
credits.
I
shaky.
Go to Dodge City now.
She looks good there. Beverly's yeah. looking.
It's the hair.
Yeah, she.
That's the Florence Henderson.
It's straightened. It's not curly.
Definitely Florence Henderson.
That's the Mrs. Man, Brady hair.
This
yeah.
Is, yeah. Wow. Good call.
It's not, working for her.
All of a sudden, I want to. Lasky. I want to look at Mrs. Brady. When
girl
I
in the red Ferrari, Christy Brinkley, Jane Krakowski, cousin Vicky, which is crazy that I never
that's
realized.
Jane Krakowski.
That. We.
Yeah.
I know.
Where?
Like an hour and a half
is
ago.
Is he playing?
Oh,
right
sorry,
now?
Sorry.
Yeah, because we talked about 30 yeah, Rock and Jimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
Oh no, no. I'm sorry. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, right there on the left.
I'm thinking of the ant. Sorry, sorry.
Oh,
sorry,
no.
Sorry.
Oh no, no,
no, no, no. I'm like, bleh. Sorry.
You're fine.
Yeah.
That's a great picture.
I'm
going to
be over here in the corner.
It's fine. In his bathrobe.
Stunt coordinator Dick
Zicker.
Zicker.
Dick Zicker. No, it needs a C in there.
Billy Joe Hooker. I think I have a seizure from the dodging of the.
Oh, that's frightening. Is that a person dressed as a moose?
Is that dog real?
Is this the Blair Witch? What, you know,
dog's got dentures.
Look at that chair; it has a face.
Yeah, it's like a pelt.
That's creepy. Oh, why are there camels at Monument Valley?
That don't.
That might have been a thing.
Well, all right. While this is finishing, we're going to throw it to our end credits song, which makes sense because it is tied to. This movie.
Oh, I can't wait to hear how this one ties in.
What? You doubt my skill?
I'm serious.
I just want to all of a sudden he's like, what?
For cereal. No, we're gonna play a song. It's another cover.
Oh, good. Save money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save lawsuits.
By the way, I'm gonna frame
KC Law Office, CLOPeoria.com.
Well, this is Holiday Road. Here on Drunk at the Movies.
Who's singing this one?
My Spotify is being an asshole right now.
I just want to know, is it like JT and the Bullets or something like that?
It's Lindsey Buckingham covering Lindsey Buckingham.
So here's the Dahlmans. That's Dahlmans.
Is it Steve Dahl?
I don't think so. They look like, it looks like the...
He's into everything.
Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth. Nice. But this is the Dahlmans with Holiday Road here on Drunk at the Movies. Was the Dahlmans with Holiday Road, the theme song to National Lampoon's Vacation. We enjoyed two vacation-themed songs Thank you, MXPX and the Dolmans. And thank you to Bearded Owl Brewing for the Demon Cleaner collaboration with Wake Brewing. And also, hey, shout outs to the other breweries we featured. We got Perennial, we got Triptych, and we got Pipeworks. Gentlemen, does this movie still hold up?
Yeah, I think...
We know D'Angelo.
Well, no, she'll always hold
up. She's timeless.
Here's the problem with these movies, because there's because of the woke, because of the Me Too, they're so sexist, you're not going to find too many women who sit on a couch and watch this movie. As far as dads and sons, this movie still works.
Yeah.
As far as teenage boys, it still works. But even my daughter sitting in a room watching these movies, it's awkward.
Yeah.
It's just, although the daughter, Audrey, in this movie does get away with a little bit of murder, there's still a lot of tits and just sexist action.
I agree.
It sucks because that's how I grew up, and it's hard for me to say. It's almost like blackface. It's almost like, you know, going back in the vaudeville stuff, you're like inappropriate, but we're getting to that point now where 80s are becoming inappropriate.
Well, good thing we're reaching the end of the John Hughes movies, but there's still plenty more to watch.
I just gave like an editorial comment on.
We're
going to
get into
it.
You just put a bullet in it and you just kill
our childhoods are dead.
Fun police.
No, seriously though, and it's the reality of it.
You're right.
You know,
there's going to be a lot of these discussions because
watch American Pie and try to.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Next month,
can't do it.
Seth and I are watching. You know, we did Back to School last year.
Back to School was pretty
tame. Did not the movie Back to School. We do theme months. Yeah. So we did Teen Wolf and Just One of the Guys.
Just One of the Guys is a great movie.
It is very underrated, very pro female everything. Yeah. But there's boobs in it.
Yeah, as all 80 movies should have.
And now we're going to revisit some classic teen movies for Back to School, and we're doing American Pie. Which came out our senior year of high school 20 years ago. And we are going to watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High, another classic high school movie from the 80s, the decade before we graduated. So we're going to see and try to watch these through a 2019 lens.
Good luck.
I know.
Yeah.
Beer makes it easy to travel back in time and watch
it. Well, two guys watching movies makes it easy, too, because when the exchange student's masturbating on his bed, you know.
Well, Elizabeth, actually, it'll probably get discussed, but, like, she recently said in an interview that this would never happen now with the climate of how things are, that scene would not be able to happen in a movie, but it's still... She legit said the best thing that ever happened to my career. She doesn't feel bad about the fact that she played Nadia, the foreign exchange student who gets naked, and she became famous for that.
Well, I just think it comes down to equal time. It's not a matter of, you know, there's too much tits and ass.
Jason Biggs fucks a pie.
Yeah. Well, that's not very exotic for the women viewers.
Right.
He's now doing, cell phone commercials for U.S.
But the athletic dude who's trying to get in the pants of the girl in the show choir, you know, that's eye candy for the girls, too. So they could have pushed that further nowadays and maybe equalize the complete stupidity on the other side. There are ways you could make that movie more accessible. It's just a matter of equal time.
Yeah.
The audiences back then were 80% men. Dragging their dates.
Right.
That's what it was.
And
I was one of those guys because believe me, I took my girlfriend to all those movies back in the day and my wife and all that stuff. And
this is funny, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just tolerate it. But,
I'm also.
Take me out to dinner. I want something nice at Red Lobster.
Depending upon if we have enough time, there is a high school movie that maybe a little underappreciated, doesn't fit into those two. Lucas, starring Corey Haim.
Amazing. And
I saw in the theater, one of the first movies I remember seeing in a theater that wasn't animated.
Who's the redhead who was Andy in Goonies?
Carrie Green.
She's in that too.
Mm-hmm.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Love
Andy,
it.
You Goonie.
I need to find
They just had a moment. These two just had a moment.
Yeah. I need to see
As a matter of fact, the humidity is raised.
She was in
this
an
room.
Episode of Seinfeld, and I can't think of much since then, but a young Winona Ryder. Is in that?
Don't get me too excited there, because the old Winona Ryder is not that excited.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, she's
This is what she does now.
No, and she looks all vain. She looks all veiny and fleshy. She's gross now.
She's fleshy.
She's got transparent skin.
She's got
much like a lizard.
She's got like the
fleshy would make me think curvy.
No,
she's got the waddle. She's got the waddle hanging, and I'm not digging it. I'm sorry.
That's what happens when you get to be your
50s. No, she should be entitled to plastic surgery. She's a celebrity, for God's sakes.
Was he just talking about woke?
Right.
She should look better. What I'm saying. Why doesn't she look like Lydia from Beetlejuice? That was the good Winona
Papa
Ryder.
Papa Love and Mambo.
Yeah.
Deo. So that's what we have going on next month. We still have one more episode.
We might still be here talking.
Summer movies.
You and I will.
We've got coming up next an ode to the 80s again, Adventureland.
That's a good movie.
Greg Mottola, director of Superbad, starring Jesse Eisenberg and the girl from Twilight and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
And Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig and a whole
bunch of kids who work at basically Six Flags.
An amusement park, which ties in perfectly with Wally World. Very nice. So that is our next episode. So tune in for that whenever the next episode comes out. It's summertime. We're kind of on a loosey-goosey schedule. Yeah. It may be next week, maybe 2 weeks from now.
Who knows? Be peaches, could be canned corn. Who knows?
But I would like to thank Groucho and the Doc for joining us. Here again,
concealed.
Drunk at the Movies. I haven't counted how many appearances we've had, but again, we've done a lot of John Hughes movies.
It's probably been over a dozen. Baker's dozen.
No, it hasn't been a dozen. I don't think it's been. Maybe it's been half a dozen.
Oh no, that's been more than that.
Has it?
Now coming up,
I guess you some metrics.
We thought
80%.
We might be able to do a double feature and have Great Outdoors, but I don't think we have enough time for that.
Do we even have beer?
I mean, we have plenty of beer.
Beer.
Yeah, but the time probably
not. Air conditioning. You know what the hell's going on there?
Yeah, this room gets a little stuffy sometimes when you put three loudmouth guys in a room and shut all the doors.
And one of them looks like John Candy.
Turn
an old John Candy.
Oh, man. John Candy probably wasn't much older than we are now.
Wagons East.
We? I'm 10 years older than you two.
He likes to inflate his age for the audience.
Usually it's the opposite.
I'm like 70 years old, God damn it.
He did walk. Is that a hover round?
All right, Carl Reiner.
Yeah.
1,000-year-old man here.
All right.
All right. Well, we're going to sign off and we will see you guys next time. This is Dustin saying you don't have to be drunk to enjoy National Lampoon's Vacation, but it doesn't hurt. We will see you next time.